Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Tonight, a terrifying apartment collapse in Iowa. The building partially crumbles as first responders race to pull survivors from the rubble. Here are tonight's headlines.
The frickin' building just collapsed.
8 people rescued from the wreckage, and amazingly, no one was killed. Officials still investigating the cause.
The entire thing shook.
There was a lot of screams.
It just came down like an explosion, like a bomb.
Airports packed to pre-pandemic levels with Americans on the move for Memorial Day weekend. How airlines are gearing up for the summer travel season.
The entire summer season is our Super Bowl.
Negotiators who worked out a deal to raise the debt limit plan to spend the rest of a hectic holiday weekend promoting it.
The agreement prevents the worst possible crisis.
This is going to be transformational.
In Ukraine, Russian forces have launched some of the heaviest air attacks on the capital and other major cities since the war began.
In this Nebraska lab, America fulfills our nation's promise to never leave service members behind.
Doesn't matter if it's been 80 years or yesterday, we make that promise to you.
And on this Memorial Day, we meet a group of young musicians following in the footsteps of the past.
People are doubting you at first.
Yeah.
Once we start playing, they're amazed.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day. I'm Jerika Duncan in for Nora. We begin tonight with the partial collapse of a 6-story, 84-unit apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Tonight, first responders are being hailed as heroes after rushing into the unstable building to rescue 8 people. K-9 units spent last night going through the building in search of additional victims. Incredibly, no deaths or serious injuries have been reported, and authorities believe everyone in the building has been accounted for. Now, the frightening scene unfolded on Sunday evening in the downtown area of Iowa's third largest city. Right now, officials are working to determine the cause of the collapse and have ordered the demolition of the apartment. Current and former residents say they had long complained about poor maintenance conditions in the building and that issues were rarely fixed. Reporter Netta Shama from our CBS affiliate KGAN will start us off tonight from the scene. Good evening, Netta.
Good evening. Officials say they do not have credible information that anyone is still missing, but family members and a coworker we spoke to say that they have belief that there are still people that are trapped inside that have not been accounted for.
The frickin' building just collapsed.
When first responders arrived at the scene just before 5 p.m. yesterday, they found part of the building's back section had detached and collapsed.
We've got a building collapse, considerable damage.
They rushed in, the mayor says, at great risk to their own lives.
Because of that, they saved lives. They saved the lives.
Davenport's fire chief says his crews rescued at least 8 people, including one overnight.
We were able to locate one victim, and we are able to extract them from the building.
Caleb Twite captured the scene.
A cloud of smoke and dust filling the streets. There was a few people running away. It was an unbelievable sight to see just half of a building gone, just crumbled to the ground in front of you.
Now the walls are stripped away, revealing remnants of residents' lives. Authorities say they don't know yet what caused the collapse, but it set off natural gas and water leaks. Officials say they received several complaints over the past few years about needed repairs and work was being done on the exterior, with some reports of bricks falling.
But we'll be working with getting information from the engineer group that the building owner hired to direct the repairs.
Fred Voorhees served in the U.S. Army for 21 years. He says every piece of memorabilia he has is gone.
I heard a great big noise and I opened up the door to my apartment and it was like daylight. It's like it was supposed to be a hallway.
Now, the cause of the collapse is still under investigation, and demolition for the building is expected to happen Tuesday morning. Jerika?
Natashama for us tonight. Thank you. As we wrap up one of the busiest Memorial Day travel weekends on record, millions of you are now facing heavy traffic on the roads and long lines at the airports nationwide. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more.
Tonight, the great return is full speed ahead. After screening over 12.2 million since Wednesday, the TSA expects to see another 2.6 million flyers today, tracking ahead of pre-pandemic levels. In Seattle, that meant lines over an hour long on Friday.
It is worse than getting to Disney World.
But overall, this Memorial Day has been relatively smooth flying. Welcome news for U.S. Airlines after a brutal summer travel season in 2022.
Demand is back, bigger, better than ever. But it's going to be an incredibly busy summer.
American Airlines Senior Vice President Brady Burns.
Is there a pressure that things go better this year than last year?
Yes. So we took a lot of, you know, effort and investment and in making sure that we've got the right people at the right place with the right tools. And we feel really, really good.
On the ramp at Phoenix Sky Harbor, every flight is a game of beat the clock. Unloading full planes, all the bags, then prepping and fueling the aircraft before loading it with more bags bound for its next destination, usually in less than an hour.
These peak travel seasons, does that pressure ramp up a little bit?
Yes, it does. I know in summertime, the heat is on, you know, and we do the best we could to make sure that flights get out on time and everybody has their luggages for their vacations.
Passengers are hoping this is a sign of smooth travels all summer.
Hopefully it'll be all like this, as easy as this. Now, the TSA expects today will be the busiest of the week, but Tuesday and Wednesday will stay busy. TSA expects about another 4 million flyers yet to be screened before the sun totally sets on this Memorial Day weekend travel window. Jerika.
All right, Chris Van Cleve with an optimistic outlook. Thank you. With the summer travel season underway, the weather is also heating up. More than 230 million Americans will feel temperatures above 80 degrees by the end of this week. For details on that, let's bring in meteorologist Alex Wilson from our partners at the Weather Channel. Alex, good evening.
Jerika, as we finish up our holiday, close the book on the month of May, the big story will be temperatures. They are on the rise. Thursday, 225 million people with above 80-degree high temperatures, nearly 240 million people by Friday. We're going to get ourselves into record territory as well. Let's take a peek at the reason why. Well, it's that big ridge in the jet stream. That's going to allow temperatures to warm up well above average as it surges up over the Canadian border. Highs 5, 10, even 15 degrees above average across the Great Lakes and into the Northeast. Look at Friday high temperatures well into the 80s and 90s, including potential records. Jerika, a place like Buffalo could be around 88 degrees by Friday.
I'm sure they're excited about that. Thank you. Well, back here in Washington, the last-minute deal to raise our country's debt limit now faces its toughest battle yet, approval by a closely divided Congress. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are busy getting lawmakers on board before the federal government runs out of money. CBS's Scott McFarland reports on what's actually in the deal.
And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
President Biden today sounded optimistic about the two-year deal he brokered with Speaker Kevin McCarthy to lift the debt ceiling by an estimated $4 trillion, extending it until after the 2024 election.
Well, I feel very good about it. I've spoken to a number of the members.
Mr. Biden and Speaker McCarthy spent the weekend trying to secure enough support to guarantee passage by the June 5th deadline to avoid default.
It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up.
The deal prevents cuts to Social Security and Medicare, as well as military and veterans programs. It also claws back funding from the IRS and takes back the unspent money from COVID relief funds. It loosens some environmental rules and temporarily adds work requirements for some social safety net programs, including food stamps. The compromise has upset some progressive Democrats and hardline conservatives, putting a potential Wednesday vote in question. Democrat Summer Lee of Pennsylvania.
Compromise means sacrifice for the most marginalized and the most vulnerable. We are not seeing our ultra rich, our corporations make any sacrifices at all.
For Republicans, it's members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus who wanted deeper spending cuts and are vowing to vote no.
Do you have a sense that it's the entire Freedom Caucus, more than 20 members, who are going to be opposed to this?
Oh, I think you're going to see that there's people across the political spectrum that are opposed to this.
With only 1 week till the deadline for default, a key U.S. House committee meets to vote on this compromise tomorrow afternoon, with a full vote possible in the U.S. House as early as Wednesday. Jerika?
Scott McFarland on Capitol Hill tonight. Thank you. The historic impeachment of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is expected to head to trial in the coming weeks. The scandal-plagued Republican has been temporarily suspended from office as he faces 20 articles of impeachment, including allegations of bribery and obstruction of justice. Paxton is just the third sitting Texas official to be impeached in the state's nearly 200-year history. He denies any wrongdoing. Well, overseas, Russia today launched a rare daytime missile attack on Kyiv. Ukrainian authorities claim they shot all the missiles down. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from Ukraine on how Western technology is making a big difference in the war.
Explosions across Kyiv today sent children screaming in terror as a barrage of Russian missiles were all shot down. For two nights in a row, the menacing sound of air raid sirens followed by swarms of exploding drones, many heading straight for the capital. Nearly all were taken out.
It's not just state-of-the-art high-tech defense systems being deployed. Ukrainians are quite happy to use good old-fashioned technology like this.
At an undisclosed military site, we saw troops testing powerful searchlights that help target and destroy the Iranian-made drones. But it is the arrival of the American-built Patriot system this spring that's enabled Ukraine to intercept more powerful aerial threats. Just as well, Kyiv's chief forensic investigator Alexander Rubin told us, as this month the attacks have become far more frequent. Either they're trying to deplete our air defense system, he said, or demoralize civilians. This graveyard of destroyed Russian munitions, evidence for the massive war crimes dossier he's compiling. Among them, the hypersonic Russian Kinjal missile, a weapon the Kremlin boasted was unstoppable. But thanks to the U.S. Patriot system, he said, they've shown that's not true.
An airfield and several planes were hit in the recent strikes. Ukraine is working to restore that damaged runway ahead of its looming counteroffensive. Jerika?
Deborah Pata in Ukraine, thank you. Well, all this week, CBS News is honoring our heroes. On this Memorial Day, President Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in honor of the nation's fallen, including those who remain missing. In tonight's Eye on America, CBS's Mark Strassman takes a look at the incredible work being done to bring those missing service members home and give their families some closure.
decades delayed an American homecoming. U.S. soldiers, their remains missing since World War II, their names lost to history until now.
Immense pride that our country is going to go to such great lengths.
Carrie Brown's a forensic anthropologist at this military lab near Omaha and another on Oahu. This painstaking process relies on DNA, dental records, sinus records, and chest x-rays. They give names to the unknowns. A picture emerges, the missing, from World War II through the Cold War.
We won't leave you behind. Doesn't matter if it's been 80 years or yesterday, we make that promise to you.
An American promise kept. Since 2015, they've identified nearly 1,200 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, including U.S. Army Corporal Luther Story.
What does that mean to you?
It means that I get to welcome him back.
Judy Wade never met her Uncle Luther, a true war hero. During one battle in Korea, his Army citation says he killed or wounded 100 enemy soldiers. The 18-year-old died protecting his unit. The bravest soldier they ever met was awarded the Medal of Honor. General Omar Bradley presented it to Story's father. But the family always felt more pain than pride until a phone call last month. He had been identified.
He must have been blown away.
I was. It was like every brain cell I had went like that. It exploded in my head.
Did your heart skip a beat?
My whole body did.
Painstaking detective work in this lab brought Luther Story's family resolution, recognition from two presidents, the U.S. and South Korea, and relief.
Now that he's back, will the pride outweigh the pain?
Yes, sir. It does for me. It really does. Even though he died 73 years ago, it's not as bad when you know where he is. And he's not lost anymore. He's not missing anymore. He's coming home.
Nameless, often for decades, but never forgotten. For Eye on America, I'm Mark Strassman.
Finally home. Well, giant waves and flooded hallways, a sea cruise that gave passengers the fright of their lives. That's next.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A dream cruise turned into a nightmare over the weekend. The Carnival Sunshine was rocked by a violent storm off the Carolinas with churning seas and winds up to 60 miles an hour. Passengers posted these pictures of flooding and broken glass on the lower decks. The ship did make it back to Charleston and no serious injuries were reported. Well, some scary moments when a car raced across a Florida beach that was packed for the holiday weekend. The car plowed into the water in New Smyrna Beach on Saturday. Witnesses say it was traveling at least 50 miles per hour and narrowly missed hitting a 3-year-old. Well, the 26-year-old driver was arrested and she's now facing several charges, including DUI. A terrifying crash at this year's Indianapolis 500 sends a tire flying toward the crowded stands. What the owner of IndyCar is now saying tonight, that's next.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The owner of IndyCar says an investigation is likely after a crash sent a wheel flying into the stands during Sunday's Indianapolis 500. Take a look at this as Kyle Kirkwood slams into Felix Rosenquist, sending a tire over a fence where it barely missed the crowd. Kirkwood's car flipped over and slid alongside the racetrack. Remarkably, no one was injured. Meanwhile, American Joseph Newgarden scored his very first Indy victory in his 12th try. Well, Horse Racing's Oversight Authority plans to hold an emergency summit tomorrow to find out why so many horses are dying at Churchill Downs. In just over a month, 12 thoroughbreds have died. Most of them suffered injuries at the track where the Kentucky Derby is held. Officials say they have not seen any pattern in those recent deaths. Well, a group of young musicians honor Memorial Day with a tradition that dates back to the American Revolution. That's next. Finally, tonight on this Memorial Day, CBS's Jan Crawford highlights a group of young people honoring the fallen through song.
The musicians greeting these veterans at Dulles International Airport sound like professionals. But they're just kids as young as 6 years old, carrying on a tradition that goes back to the American Revolution. They're from the Fife and Drum Corps at Linton Hall School, an independent Catholic school just outside D.C. 10-year-old Luke McGehee is the fife captain.
How did you decide that you wanted to play the fife in the Fife and Drum Corps?
I saw people playing and I thought it looked really fun.
Founded in 2000, the Corps performs patriotic music all over town. Like at George Washington's home, Mount Vernon, and the National Portrait Gallery. 13-year-old Xavier Williams is drum captain.
Normally when we hear and see fife and drum, it's grown-ups. What do they say to you when they think you're 10, you're 13?
They're not gonna do well at all.
People are doubting you at first.
Yeah.
Once we start playing, they're like amazed.
Amazed that a group of kids so young can be so powerful. Jan Crawford, CBS News, Bristow, Virginia.
Well, no doubt they are all on the right path. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell and all of us here, I'm Jerika Duncan in Washington. Have a great night.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.